red. He was eating people like a cow is eating grass. He was called Baba. He liked terrorizing people. Every day he set off to town to get a handful of petrified people. And every day the people got more and more determined to get rid of that horrendous dragon. The tank he was going to is called Cracker. A shoemaker has enough of this because the dragon was snatching a goblin hunting his friend, and then he came out with a plan. Ding! His fabulous plan was to kill a sheep and stuff it with chili hot, sulfur, and sticky black tar, and then sneak into dragon's lair. I leave the sheep where dragon can see. So this has to land. Later on, the dragon stumbled back to his lair for a little nap. When he was about to lie down, he spied the sheep. He grabbed hold of it and shoved it into his giant mouth. For one moment, his giant mouth was okay, but next, his enormous jaws were burning hot. He felt as if he had swallowed his own ball of fire. As soon as he felt the pain, he dashed off towards the river. The shoemaker spotted them, the mighty-looking dragon, gobbling down the water from the river. He saw the dragon's scaly tummy emerging like an enormous wave. Larger and larger it grew. Up and up his tummy went. Unit does a loud bang! Bubble dragon had exploded to bits. The king was over the moon! When he discovered that Babu was dead, the king sent everybody that was alive a surprise letter, organizing a huge party. At last, the party began. Everyone was there except the clever shoemaker. While the party was being held, the shoemaker was too busy covering up the scaly skin of the dragon to make fantastic, new, glamorous shoes all out of the dragon's skin.